Well, good morning, Connect Church. We are just 1 week away from meeting together again next week, Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. It is June 7th. It's my anniversary. It's actually my seventh anniversary on June 7th. And just to commemorate that, I have 7 points I want to share with you this morning, but they are not regarding a sermon. Instead, they are a quick family conversation. I just want to talk to you guys about what you should be mentally preparing for as we move forward and prepare for these coming services in the coming weeks and maybe months. And so, number one, as we kick this thing off, a few weeks ago, we told you guys that we are moving to two services, an 8:30 and a 10:30 service. And after talking with various leaders in our denomination and just really across the nation, one thing that we've decided to do is actually withdraw on that. We've decided to stick to our 10:30 service only. It's just a 10:30 a.m. service, the same thing as we always do. What we're going to do is we're going to test the waters. We're going to see who shows up to church. We're going to see who's coming back. And if it seems necessary at that point, then we're going to think about moving to two services. But for now, we're just going to stick with the one service. We are not doing the 8:30. It's just the 10:30 a.m. Sunday morning, June 7th. Number two, the next thing you should know is that the service is going to be condensed to just 1 hour. We normally go for about an hour and a half, sometimes an hour and 45 minutes, rarely, but usually an hour and a half. What we're doing is we're just going 1 hour. We're going to do two worship songs. There will be no break in the middle whatsoever. And we're just going to jump straight up into the word. We're going to go from the two songs to the sermon. Whether it's me or a guest speaker, we're going to come right up on stage right after the worship is done. And we're just going to start speaking at you guys. And the reason for that is because we are actually eliminating, for the time being, we are eliminating our Connect Kids ministry. And so our children's church, our Connect Kids ministry, it will not be functioning in the coming weeks and maybe months to come. And so the reason for that is both caution, as we cannot possibly keep children 6 feet apart, and we cannot possibly get 15 running kids in a room to wear face masks with two teachers, right? So it's just not something we can possibly do well. And so it's something we're actually going to do away with just for now. And so that just means when kids come to church with you, when they come with their family, the kids will be sitting with their family in the service. They will be sitting with you. And so just be prepared for that. We want you to know that in advance. Unfortunately, we don't know when we'll be getting back to our typical kids ministry. It could be late July. It could be August, September. We don't know at this point, but we will keep you posted on that. But be prepared just for that. Just help your kiddos adjust to that. Warn them in advance. Tell them that that's going to happen so that they're mentally prepared. And also, I would say bring something quiet for them to do. Bring, whether it's a coloring book, something that they enjoy that you know will take their attention, that something that they'll want to do. So if you could just do that, something quiet for them. And then if you don't have anything, we're going to just hand out a few things at the door and kind of help you to do that. And so that's one thing to pay attention to. Number three, when you arrive, you'll also you're going to need to park your car in either the parking lot in the back or out on the street. One thing you'll need to know, if you park out back in the parking lot, our cafe entrance will be locked. It will be closed. You will not be able to enter from that side. The only entrance into the building will not be the cafe, but it will be Turner Street. It will be the Turner Street entrance, 263 Turner Street, the teal doors at the front of the building. And so that's simply because, just like when you go into Lowe's and Shaw's and all the other stores, we got to get a head count. We got to know who's in the building. We need to know how many people are here so that we can remain at or under that number. And so everyone is going to have to walk through that Turner Street entrance, those teal doors. And when you arrive, you're going to notice immediately there are strategically placed sanitizer stations. Try saying that 5 times fast. They're strategically placed sanitizer stations all over the building that'll be waiting for you. And we're just asking that you use those when you arrive. You're also going to notice a pretty foreign looking room. It does not look as it normally does. There are just 36 chairs spaced out in 6 foot circles, right? Sit around them, circles around them, 6 foot circles. But basically what we're doing, those 36 chairs, when all of those chairs have been taken, when the first 36 people have come through the door and taken all the chairs here upstairs, what we're going to do is we're going to start to funnel people downstairs into our big kids room. And that is actually going to act as a viewing room during this time. There's a TV in the room. You'll be able to be a part of the service right from that room with other people that you know, family, friends, other people. And it's just going to function as a viewing room, as I said. So that was number three. Number four, you should know when you arrive, you're going to need to have a mask. You will need to have a mask when you arrive. If you don't have a mask when you arrive, we have ordered them and we will hand them to you at the door. But it is an absolute mandate. It is something the state is mandating that we do. Everyone has to know. Everyone has to have a mask on. It must remain on during the service. And so you got to know that in advance, just letting you know. Number five, when you arrive, our greeters are going to be excited to see you, but we are going to ask that you do not touch them or anyone else. We still need to remain socially distanced, the six-foot rule as much as possible. And so basically, we're just asking not to touch, not to hug. It's going to be hard. I know we're such a huggy church, a lovey church. Man, it's tough. But we're asking people not to touch one another until further notice, until we have clearance for that. And so just keep that in mind. During this time with the unknown spread of COVID-19, some of our medical professionals will actually be working as greeters. And that way they can sort of monitor who's coming through the door to make sure no one is showing any symptoms. And if anyone is showing symptoms at that point, they will outright ask, have you come into contact with anyone who has COVID-19? Or do you have reason to believe that you might have it? And so we're going to respectfully nicely ask people that question, and we don't expect any issues. We don't think there's going to be any problem. This is basically a typical procedure, and so we're just asking that you honor the typical procedures even as you're coming back to church. So our nurses, our medical professionals, they will be there. They'll be greeting. They'll be paying attention to those things. And we're just asking also, if you are a high-risk person, that if you would like to stay home, there is no shame in that. And we just want to say thank you, in fact, for even doing that and taking care of yourself. And so if you want to tune in to our live stream, we will still have the live stream going, and you can still be a part of this service even from your home. And so we respect it. We honor it. And we thank you if you're somebody who's maybe been in contact with it and doesn't want to spread. So thank you so much. Number six, another thing we love at Connect Church is our coffee and our donuts and our bagels and all the good things that we have on a weekly basis. These aren't going to be offered either. Simple reason for that, we're going to have masks on, right? We're going to have masks on our faces. And so it's hard to eat a donut with a mask on your face. It's hard to drink coffee with a mask on your face. And what we decided as leaders, we kind of came together, we talked, we had a conversation, a Zoom meeting, really. And we sort of just talked through this, and we decided as a leadership team, it's probably a poor decision to give people a reason to take their mask off when they're mandatory. And so we're going to eliminate those until further notice, just to make sure that we are all following the rules, that we're not providing reasons for people to take those off. So eat some breakfast before you come to church, drink some coffee, do whatever you got to do, but we are not going to have drinks in the building or food in the building during this time. And so as I already stated, we will worship. There will be a sermon. We will be able to fellowship. We will be able to catch up. And number seven, when service is complete and all that's over, what we're going to do is the people in our auditorium right here upstairs, we are going to have you turn around that way by section and leave the entrance that way. And anybody who is downstairs in the kids room, the viewing room that we're using right now, we're actually going to have them come up the stairs in the back and go through the cafe exit out the back where the parking lot is. And that is simply so that people do not get clustered. They don't run up on each other by accident and get too close. And so we're just going to have two separate exiting procedures for that time. But basically, man, we just want you to know. We just want you to know. We want you to be prepared. We want you to be mentally prepared. We want everybody to be on the same page. And we want to say that we recognize that some may choose not to come. We recognize that some may choose that this isn't for them. It's too weird, or it's too this, or too, or whatever it may be for you, right? And man, if that's the case, man, we just want to say we respect your decision. You know, we're kind of in a position we've never been in before as a society. I think it's a bad time to condemn people. I think it's a good time to just respect people's decisions. And so we're going to respect your decision. We're going to love you through it. We're not going to be mad at you for wanting to stay home if you're scared to come for any reason, whether it's to contract it or spread it, or maybe just there's something about masks that is pour for your health on some. There's some people that have cases like that. And if that's you, we just want to openly say we love you and we respect you and we stand behind you if that's your decision. And so if you're high risk, whatever that may be, just do your thing, man. We respect you regardless. What we do know is during this time, regardless of where people gather, man, things are going to be different. No matter what we do, no matter where we go, no matter what it's for, man, things are going to be different. It's going to be different. It's just where we're at as a society. And man, I'm just kind of to a place where I'd rather be in a different place with all of you than not to be with you at all. And so, man, I'm excited to see your faces. I'm excited to spend time with you. I'm excited to hear your stories, to hear the testimonies of all that God's done during this time. And man, I just want to say we love you. We respect you regardless of what you choose. And we hope to see you all next week. But we just want to say stay safe. Come prepared, and send this to a friend who isn't watching. If there's somebody in the church who you think might be here next week and you know they haven't been tracking this, man, send it their way. Send it in their direction. Ask them to watch this, and we're also going to be sending out some texts and some emails this week just to make sure we are all prepared for this. And so I just want to say, man, we are excited to see you. We love you. We're so excited that we're going to be in the same building together again, and man, we're excited to see you June 7th, 10:30 a.m. right here in this building.